relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, they did it. I don't know if I can shop in Walmart again. Walmart, an American institution. And now they've banned Mike Lindell. Why? Because he makes the best pillow on the planet. 51 million sold, is that why? The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape? Of course not. It's because he's a conservative, a truth teller. A friend of President Trump. You see him at all those rallies. They hate him. But they're going to try and destroy him. And we're not going to let them. Get a good night's sleep and support Mike Lindell. Let's show him we have his back. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off a line of more than 150 products, including the latest sheepskin-lined MyPillow memory foam slippers. Let's support this man. Treat yourself. Buy your loved ones a gift. If you use my name, you get the maximum discounts, and you're telling the woke fascists they can't stop Mike Lindell. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. There are some issues that I will cover them, but I know that when I am going to cover them, they're going to make me really, really angry. So I don't look forward to it. So we get other people to deal with them. And one of them is the border. There's a great man, former acting director of ICE, and he pulls no punches. He tells it like it is. This is him recently talking about the current head of the Department of Homeland Security. Cut to.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. At some point, as a Secretary of Homeland Security, knowing what a huge national security crisis this is, knowing how many Americans die from overdoses, at what point does he tell the White House, look, I can no longer support your open borders agenda. I am the Secretary of Homeland Security, and we created a dangerous situation on the border where our homeland is less secure. But he hasn't. He keeps going out. He went out there yesterday saying the border's closed, the border's secure, lying to the American people. I met with about 150 GOP representatives up at Hill a few weeks ago, and I told him, day one, you take back Congress, he needs to be impeached. Because not only did he violate the oath he took, he put this country in great danger of drug overdoses, gang members, and known suspected terrorists.
He's the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives. He's with us right now. Tom Homan, welcome to America First.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tom, Secretary Mayorkas, he should be called the and this isn't a joke, this is a statement of fact. It should be the head of the Department of Homeland Insecurity, correct?
Absolutely, because under his leadership, this country is less safe, less secure.
Yeah, and in the last 16 months, it has just been an escalation in terms of open borders, giving illegal immigrants safe passage. Is there anything, one action that they've done that actually improves the situation on the border, Tom?
No. We got the first Secretary of Homeland Security that I've ever seen is complicit in cross-border crime. Look, everything he has done, he's been in power 16, 17 months.
Yeah,
and the numbers keep climbing and climbing and climbing. He tells the Senate during the Senate hearing, well, we got a plan. The plan is coming together. Unless his plan is open borders, which he's proven that's what it really is, he has no enforcement plan. He has done a single thing to slow the flow. And look, we sued him, Seb. We sued him to put Title 42 back in place. We won. We sued him. And I'm saying we because I actually filed an affidavit
in
the state of Texas for this. And we sued him for Title 42. We sued him for Remain in Mexico. We won both. A federal court said you must reinstate both. And here's the fact. They're only doing Remain in Mexico at about 40%. And as far as they're only doing Title 42 at about 40%. Remain in Mexico, they're running at about 5%. And this has been for months. I don't know at what point does a federal judge call him into court and hold him in contempt? I mean, the federal judge ordered them to do it, and they're ignoring it. And what's really pathetic is the Secretary of Homeland Security in the White House, when they get ordered by a judge, no, you're going to do this to secure the border, they immediately appeal it. They don't want to secure the border. They haven't done a damn thing to slow the flow.
So you said in that cut that as soon as there's a GOP victory in the midterms, God willing, that the secretary should be impeached because he's complicit in the activities of the human traffickers, the drug smugglers, and the fentanyl crisis. Now, let me put it to you. This is from one of our amazing callers, one of our amazing listeners, who said, If you are making conscious policy decisions that endanger Americans and actually cost the lives of Americans by overdoses, shouldn't that person be federally charged with crimes, not just impeached? Because they are actually helping the cartels, Tom.
Well, I don't disagree with that. And look, you know, this administration is, I meant what I said, they're complicit in cross-border crime because in my day, if you want to hire an alien smuggler to get a relative to Chicago, you got to pay that smuggler to get him all the way to Chicago. Under Biden administration, you only got to pay the smuggler to get him to the Mexican border because the U.S. government under Biden administration will get him to his final destination at taxpayer expense. They'll get him a plane ticket and they'll fly him to Chicago. So, yeah, I think they're complicit. You know, alien smuggling, conspiracy to commit, alien smuggling is a felony. Now, I certainly don't think DOJ would ever talk about it. The same thing when I was ICE director, when I said in sanctuary jail refuses entry of ICE into his jail, isn't that the same as this? When I was an agent back in the day, if someone hit an illegal alien in their home or place of employment, we would charge him with a crime. So if you know he's in the jail because his fingerprints were run and DHS got a kickback, say, hey, this person's there, he's illegally here, can we deport him four times? If you're not allowed in that jail. Is that not harboring? Yeah. Is that not a harboring charge, a felony? So back in when I was ICE director, I made a comment. I think DOJ needs to look at this. And if he finds somebody, whether it's a politician or a sheriff, is harboring an illegal alien in their jail, it shouldn't that be charged? And I'll say the same thing about this administration. We have two standards. We have the standards for the United States citizen. We have the standards for the administration and members of Congress.
Tom, we've got 10 seconds left. I want to ask this, given your position in the Trump administration. What is the state of the morale of ICE officers?
It's non-existent. There is no morale. There's no morale on the Border Patrol. There's no morale on ICE. They've been abandoned by the Secretary of Homeland Security. They've been abandoned by the Commander Chief. They're not allowed to do their job and uphold the oath they took. But hold on tight, because 2020, we're coming back. And we're going to fix it.
And this man, God willing, will be in the cabinet or at least at DHS. God bless you, Tom Homan. Keep fighting the good fight. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next come to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But not just me, people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story should be your story. That could be your story, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and almost 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today, 800-500-8384. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
I've just seen a video that we're going to try and play for you later. I'm going to repost it on all my social media feeds with just one question. Is Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who was selected to replace Andy Cuomo, is Kathy Hochul the dumbest governor in America? Do you know what she has done? The Supreme Court has given down its decision. New York's refusal to provide freedom in the Second Amendment, concealed carry, is unconstitutional. Limiting people's firearms ownership to inside their homes is unconstitutional. So they have to become a shall-issue state. Kathy Hochul actually stood in front of the podium today and said, let me point out to the Supreme Court justices that the only weapons at the time were muskets. So I am prepared to allow muskets. Which, by the way, you imbecile, you cretinous human being, were state-of-the-art military weaponry. The revolutionaries of our War of Independence had weapons in many cases, Kentucky and Pennsylvania rifles, that were better than the Brown Besses carried by the British forces. Yes, better. So by that logic, you imbecile, I and any New Yorker should have military-grade weapons better than the federal forces. Yes, I'd buy that for a dollar. Let's show you an ad from somebody who knows the difference between a musket and an M4. He's carrying a very nice combat shotgun. He's running for the Senate. He's a former governor. More importantly, he's a former SEAL. And this ad is making them go insane.
I'm Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL. And today, we're going rhino hunting. The rhino feeds on corruption and is marked by the stripes of cowardice. Join the MAGA crew. Get a rhino hunting permit. There's no bagging limit, no tagging limit, and it doesn't expire until we save our country.
That's my kind of hunting permit. No bag limit, no expiration date, and we're just going to do it till we win. And we are delighted to have with us the 56th governor of Missouri, former SEAL, future senator, Eric Greitens.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, great to be on with you. Great to be on with you, as always.
Now, look, nobody's listening. There's only about 3 million people on the radio show plus the video stream. So, you know, you can share it with our little family here. Are you just a troll? I mean, that video is epic. Did you just do that to have fun, or were you serious?
Well, you know what? We're having fun, and what we're serious about is getting rid of the rhinos who continue to stab the American people in the back. And we are 100% serious that these rhinos have to be held accountable. The problem in America, the crisis in America, is not just because of the left's craziness or the mainstream media's lies. It's also because of the corruption and the cowardice of the rhino establishment, which continues to stab the American people in the back. Stabbed them in the back on election integrity. Stabbed them in the back on spending with Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion Green New Deal. Just stabbed the American people in the back on their gun rights as well, on supporting the Second Amendment. We're sick of weak-kneed rhinos who keep giving in to mainstream media and with the left. So we're coming with a 100% MAGA champion America First movement, and that's why we're winning the Senate race.
Well, I love the sentiment. I wish everyone who had an R after their name or who called themselves a conservative candidate had that clarity of expression when it came to their campaign. It's ericgreitens.com. Follow him at Eric Greitens on Twitter. Because it is. This came to me. He wasn't a Trump fan in the beginning, but he is now MAGA. When I was told by my colleague in the White House, my boss, Steve Bannon, to read the J.D. Vance autobiography, Hillbilly Elegy. And in there, this is a kid who came from a hardscrabble, coal mining, steelworking family. And he paints this picture of the last 60 years when you realize that American families that built America, the backbone of this nation, were betrayed not just by the left, Eric, but betrayed by the establishment Republican Party. And it takes a non-politician from Manhattan, from, you know, Queens, to come in and say, no, I'm going to clean all of it up. So it's a superb message. Tell us about the flack, because we played yesterday and earlier today, you know, Joe Scarborough, the ultimate rhino, saying, this is fascism! You're killing rhinos! And he didn't mean, you know, the thick-skinned ones from Africa. So tell us about how, look, this is creating such noise for your campaign. You must be really happy.
We're extraordinarily happy, Seb. One of the reasons we're so happy is that thousands of Americans are actually coming out. They're coming to our website. They're coming to ericgreitens.com. They're buying a rhino hunting permit. They're signing up for our messages. They are. They're signing up for our messages also because our message is extraordinarily clear, which is that the country is in crisis. We do have to defeat these rhinos. And when you look at the failures of rhinos over the course of the last 6 years, you know, we remind everybody that when President Trump was elected, we had a Republican House, we had a Republican Senate, and yet they refused to pass funding for a border wall. We remind them, Republicans were in charge when they pushed all this nonsense during the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. So, yes, we're taking on the rhinos, and you're absolutely right. We have made the leftists and the rhinos' heads explode, which is, of course, also another metaphor. But they are absolutely just, you know, attacking us at every turn. We've got MSNBC, CNN. We've already been attacked by, you know, in the past by George Soros, by the Satanic Temple, by Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell. And now every single leftist and every single rhino in the country is after us. And I think it's a great thing.
When you've got George Soros, the Satanic Temple, and who else did you say? Oh, Karl Rove. Yeah. You know your MAGA. I've gone to the website right now. There it is, your rhino hunting permit you can get from Eric today. And it says at the bottom, expires... colon, when we save America. I have to ask, maybe you don't want to embarrass them. I'll ask you offline if you want. The dynamic entry team that came in with you, who were those guys? Were those buddies? Were those Leos? Who were they?
Yeah, those are some outstanding guys with both law enforcement and military background. It's exceptional professionals, fantastic patriots who were happy to help us get this message out that we got to save the country and take on the rhinos.
And what are you carrying? Is that a Benelli? Is that an HK? What is the shotgun you're carrying?
That's just a modified Remington 870.
Nice. Classic. Old school. Love the 870. Come on. And every police cruiser for decades. All right. Well, let's talk about guns for the last 2 minutes. You're hunting rhinos. The ad is superb. We're going to use it multiple times. Your reaction to the fact that of the 14 so-called Republicans that are bringing this unconstitutional gun bill to the floor of the Senate, it includes Mitch McConnell, Eric.
That's right. It includes Mitch McConnell, who has stabbed the American people in the back time and time again, which is why I was the first guy running in the country who said, when I'm elected to the U.S. Senate, I'm voting against Mitch McConnell, because we need to have new, strong America First leadership in the United States Senate. And it's no surprise that Mitch McConnell, who went after President Trump on January 6th, Mitch McConnell, who's refused to investigate the true origins of the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, Mitch McConnell, who's refused to investigate all of the massive election fraud in 2020, that here he is again, stabbing the American people in the back. It's just another example of why we need to have new America First leadership in the U.S. Senate. And it's why I'm running, because we need to have some real MAGA champions fighting for the American people there.
All right. Former Missouri governor, former SEAL, a guy who knows how to do a dynamic entry or two. Go to his website. Get your rhino hunting permit today. EricGreitens.com. I do hope Media Matters writes this up. I hope they are quivering in their underpants in their mommy's basement. That's EricGreitens.com and at Eric Greitens on Twitter. God bless you, sir. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy this show as much as we love making it, then make sure that you are subscribed. We are live streaming, of course, on Rumble. We post the segments at rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. But also Spotify. If you love podcasts, guarantee for yourself that you never, ever miss any of our one-on-one interviews. Today, we're going to talk to former Green Beret Nick Freitas, who is shaking things up in the House of Delegates in Richmond, Virginia. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free to subscribe. Write a review. It helps. And also send the links to everyone you know, and you'll never, ever miss an episode. This is the Salem News Network.
Happy Warriors on America First.
Yes, indeed. Happy Warriors. And we're going to be super extra double MAGA ultra happy this November, December, as we travel to the Holy Land for our Stand With Israel tour. Join us for the trip of a lifetime with Dinesh D'Souza as we travel to the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Israel has dropped its COVID restrictions. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going, so you've got no excuse. Register today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. Let me read from a certain congresswoman, her Twitter feed at the very top. This decision, Supreme Court, is a step in the right direction, but we must keep fighting against the left's attempts to attack our Second Amendment rights at a time when the left is pushing to defund the police and release violent criminals onto our streets. That is from Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th District, and she's with us now. Congresswoman Miller, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So you were supposed to be in studio. Last minute, you got to be on the floor. There's some kind of vote coming up, despite the fact that the January 6th committee is droning on as we speak. Let's talk about your tweet. Let's talk about the fact that this... let's talk about rhinos, conservatives, okay, and the American people. Because you've got 14 senators who want to curtail Second Amendment rights, put in Second Amendment anti-red flag laws, and they have the letter R behind their name. And at the same time, you've got Clarence Thomas and a six-judge justice majority in the Supreme Court bring down this decision about New York. Your reaction to all of this? Are we winning? Are we losing? Are the rhinos still in control?
Well, this is a big win for the Second Amendment, for the people, for our constitutional rights. Thanks to President Trump for, again, fulfilling his promises and for putting in constitutional justices. You know, I just can't thank President Trump enough for that. But the battle will never end. I heard someone say the other day that evil never retreats on its own, only when it's confronted by a more powerful force. And I have to say that one thing the Democrats have gotten used to is Republicans that don't fight. If they do fight, it's on the defense. One of the reasons we loved President Trump is he fought on the offense for the good of America, and that we're going to continue that fight, and we're going to fight against the rhinos who are frauds and are betraying their constituents.
Well, God bless you. Talk to us about the January 6th fake committee, witch hunt, the Inquisition. Are people losing interest in Illinois? And do you think on the long term that this would boomerang back on the Democrats in a midterm election year?
Well, the only reason people are paying attention in my district is, number one, my opponent voted for the January 6th witch hunt, and they are not happy about that. They're very upset that Rodney Davis voted for the January 6th commission. Everybody knows it's attack on President Trump. But no, people want Biden to focus on getting our gas and energy going, secure our border, and advocate for the American people. From day one, he's been dismantling all the good things President Trump did, we've got whiplash going from America First to America Last. My husband and I are farmers in the district, and just the energy issue, how it's impacting regular people and farmers is significant, and that's what people care about.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it, the American people getting whiplash from going from America First to America Last. Well, let's look at what Biden is concentrating on, if you can decipher what he says. Here's just a 15-second clip of his priorities when it comes to America and energy. Cut four.
And we're investing almost $100 billion in public transit and rail. For all the studies show that it will take millions of cars off the road and significantly reduce pollution if there's a serious transportation system available.
$100 billion to take millions of vehicles off the road. How is America going to function? This is a nation where we transport food, baby formula, gas by the road. How disconnected is this administration, Congresswoman?
Oh, my. Weak. He's a weak and incompetent man that doesn't belong there. I've been calling for his impeachment for over a year with the Freedom Caucus, which I belong to. Not only that, they're deceivers. They just lie about things. But I can tell you that the people in the Illinois 15, we are, I call us salt of the earth people. We want to be productive. We want the government to do what the main things that they should do, like getting our gas and oil going, securing our border. This whole energy thing is all about power and control. The communists couldn't take over under the term communist, so they took over under the green energy thing. And this is, you know, they're going to bring us to our knees over this. And this whole going to the electric batteries and, you know, it's all about China instead of being for America first. The people in my district miss President Trump. That's why I'm super excited about the rally that's happening Saturday. He's coming to the district to do a rally for me. We've got tens of thousands of people going. They're very excited. They loved President Trump.
Well, that's very, very exciting. We need to be watching that rally this weekend. As you travel your district, Congresswoman Miller, are you meeting people? I'm so curious, given the last 16 months and the disastrous economy, national security, the border. Are you meeting people who admit to you that they weren't Republicans or that they weren't political, but who now are energized to get engaged? Are people waking up in Illinois?
People are awake, yes. And people are alarmed. I think, well, now we're in a primary and, you know, there's places that score votes, CPAC, Liberty Score, and I think people are shocked when they go type in candidates such as Rodney Davis and find out he's doing all these ads, calling himself a conservative. He actually has an F voting record. He's for amnesty. He's for red flag gun confiscation. He voted for the January 6th commission. He voted to send another $40 billion to Ukraine. The people are outraged that they've been betrayed by their own people, the Republicans, and they're tired of it. And the primaries are an opportunity for them to vote the frauds out.
Well, we don't like politicians here. We like citizens who just happen to be temporarily politicians representing your district. And that's exactly who Mary Miller is. Follow her at Rep Mary Miller and also marymiller.house.gov. Congratulations on getting my old boss to that rally at the weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you haven't seen it already, you've got to see 2,000 Mules. President Trump was with us in Mar-a-Lago for the premiere, sitting in the front row. It has broken all records, 1 million downloads in just the first 6 days, 100,000 DVDs mailed out. It's so important. I have a personal stake in this movie. You can download it. You can stream it. You can buy DVDs for your friends. I just ordered 10 DVDs. Get yours now. Go to salemnow.com. It's 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza. It's the evidence of how they stole the election. salemnow.com, 2,000 Mules.
CNN talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake. America first.
Welcome, dear friends. Are you helping out Mike Lindell? He's under the gun. Walmart have banned him. Yes, Walmart. Why? Because he's a conservative. Let's have his back and get a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com. Order whatever you want. Use my name and get up to 66% off. My favorite right now are the sheepskin fur-lined slippers with the memory foam from the MyPillows inside. Get yours today. $90 off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, code Gorka. We're going to go to your calls momentarily, but first, I promised that I would do this to somebody out there who got a little heated under the collar. He is a comedian. He goes under the Twitter handle of Tim Runs His Mouth. I've been in touch with him over the years via DMing. He wanted to invite me on Dave Webb's show when he was guest hosting. He had some kind of podcast at the Never Trump Washington Examiner, which should have been my first warning. But Mr. G, do you know who Tim, this so-called conservative Tim Young is?
Yeah, I saw the tweets this morning.
All right, but did you know who he was before? Have you heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Any opinion? I know you've got a very keen sense politically. What do you know of him? Any sense about him?
I liked him, minus some of the stuff lately.
Okay, which has to do with what?
Too much on the anti-Ukraine.
Yeah, this is the problem with you, Tim. Now, I've been inviting you since you got a little bit libelous this morning on Twitter. Yeah, you actually committed libel. So you're not a crazy leftist, so I invited you on the show. I gave you the VIP hotline number. I gave you, you know, my cell phone number. We've known each other for years. But you didn't respond to the DMs. Why, Tim? Can't you argue the merits? Let's give our 3 million listeners and everybody watching on the video feed a little bit of the background. So you made fun of Ukraine. Well, you've actually been pretty much on the side of Putin for ages. You've been slamming Ukraine. You've been slamming Zelensky. The recent visit by Ben Stiller prompted a tweet by you saying, if Ben Stiller can be a war expert, then Lizzo can solve world hunger. Kind of lame. And I just asked the following. I said, war expert, in quotes. Would that include yourself? Would that include you, Tim? Because you've been making a lot of geopolitical and geostrategic statements regarding the first war on the European continent between Russia and somebody else since, oh, I don't know, 1945. And your response, instead of arguing your credentials, was to say, Gorka shills for celebrity photo ops in the Ukraine. No, I'm asking whether you know anything about national security. That's my question. To which I replied, I'll take that as a no, Tim, that you don't have the credentials. And then he goes on to slander me again. I invited him on the show, and I DM'd him, enough with the straw man arguments. Tim, come on the show. Argue your side. Don't do the slander thing. That was at 9:47 a.m. I sent him a message again at 9:49, 1 p.m., and 3:41. No responses from Tim Young. Is that because you live in the Twitter world and you're too afraid to argue why you support Putin and not Zelensky? See, this is a problem. If you're a conservative, you have balls, Tim Young. You have a spine. I invited you here to argue your side. The fact that you refuse to come on here means you have no testicles. I don't know if you're going trans. Doesn't matter. You still got XY chromosomes. I'm sorry, Tim, or Timea, or whatever you wish to be. You have to stand up for your arguments outside of social media. Oh, and the last thing you tweeted was, dude, you're selling Zelensky t-shirts? Yeah. And you know what? I'd be selling George Washington tabards if I were around during the Revolutionary War, because I support freedom fighters against usurpacious empires or Russian KGB colonels invading independent states. So yeah, whether it's George Washington or whether it's the president of a nation invaded by a murdering thug, you betcha, Tim. Choose whose side you are on before we really work out who you really are. You've got my number. Call in anytime.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.